More than 200 fans counted down to the Acadiana Roller Girls 2013 home opener at Top Shelf Sports Arena. Nikki Domingue, who goes by the derby name Eat My Poussière, has been on the team since it began in 2009. By day, she's an administrative assistant.
It's become a sport. Like before, when we first started, it was just kind of playing, like, hee-hee, it's roller derby, woo-hoo, it's a hit, girls. Now there's strategy. We have plays. We counteract plays. You know, we do all everything like football. And plus, we're playing offense and defense.
The 60-minute bout is divided into two-minute jams, where five skaters from each team battle for points. Julie Rat Girl Roy explains.
You're trying to get your jammer, which is the scoring agent, through the pack, which is the bunch of blockers, without allowing the other team to get their jammer through the pack.
Points are earned when the jammers pass up opposing blockers. Assistant coach Colonel Sanders said this is unique among sports.
Roller derby is one of the only sports out there where your body is, I guess, the ball. I mean, your body scores the points.
Injuries are more common than in most sports, according to Rat Girl, who's mending a broken collarbone she received during the season's first bout. She's not the only recovering roller girl. Sean Sista Soldier Harris, a registered nurse at Women's and Children's Hospital, was out with a broken fibula.
You're gonna get hurt. It's not for the faint of heart.
The team also functions as a nonprofit, donating a portion of last game's ticket sales to Cajun Paws, a local dog rescue organization. And though it may not be your typical volunteer work, Harris said it's just as rewarding.
We do it because we love it. We don't get paid for this. We do it because we love it.
The Acadiana Roller Girls' next home bout is at 7 p.m. on May 4th at Top Shelf Sports Arena in Broussard. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jared Perio.